Let us again go quickly over the memra of Shmuel and then learn the Tosfos in which we did not learn yesterday. Amar Shmuel kol shabachatos meisa bePesach kolav Shlomo. Shmuel is giving us guidelines. They are coincidental, as Rashi said. This is not a cause and effect, but these are coincidental guidelines. Kol shabachatos meisa. The Gemara haven't been learned. There are five chatois hameisos. So all the instances that if this would occur with a chatos, the halacha is that kain sinaisa lekipe, the chatos is killed, is the pesach korev shlom. If this occurs with a korban pesach, so here, you makrev it for a shlom. But in the instances that a chatos, that is not nikra, it is not meisa, it is roye, is the pesach nami roye. So then by a korban pesach, it is also roye. That is the memra of Shmuel. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eina Pesach Korev Shlomim. You're telling us a klal kol shebechatos meisa bePesach Korev Shlomim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not true. Eina Pesach Korev Shlomim. The only way a Pesach is Korev Shlomim, Elo shenimtza acha shchita. Only if it was nimtza after the shchita. Then it's Korev Shlomim. But if the Pesach was nimtze koidem shchite, loy. So then it is not korev shlomim, then it is royem. So we learned yesterday Taisus. So Taisus says, so it seems Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik an Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it seems from you, Kol shebechatos meisa, that according to you, afilu was nimtza koidem shchitet, also korev shlomim. Because, as we'll see later in the sugya, Shmuel holds like Rab Zeire, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi, says it's not true. Nimtza koidem shchitet, that is, koidem shchitet is not nikra for a shlom. That is the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. In this nekude, if nimtza koidem shchita, according to Shmuel, this falls into the category of kol shebechatos meisa bePesach korev shlomim. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not korev shlomim, it's roye. Maskiv lo Rabbi Yosef, so now Rabbi Yosef comes to ask a different kasha and Shmuel. Uklolohu, is this a generality? That kol shebachatos meisa, no, kol shebachatos meisa bePesach korev shlomim, the kol shebachatos roye is bePesach roye. He says, I'll show you a case that is bechatos roye and bePesach is korev shlomim. A klal over echata she'ob reshnosom v'leriya ozlo. The Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish had said, chatos she'ob reshnosom. A chatos that aged over a year is roye noisa ki iluhi emedes beveis akvoris veroye. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish says it is not from the chatois hameisis because there's nothing wrong with the kedushas achatos. There's only a difficulty that one encounters. You can't shecht it for a chatos. The person is mechuyev a chatos. It says Kedushas Chatas, but you can't be makriv it for Chatas because it's too old. This is equivalent to a behemoth that's oimed beveis akvoris, that the whole problem is you can't get to it. The chesaron akrov over here. There's no chesaron and that's some Kedushas akrov. So this doesn't fall into the category of Chatois HaMesis. So Kaponim, Achatos She'ov Rosh Noso, Shimon ben Lakish says, the halacha is, that it's roye. V'ilu bePesach yagavne korev shlomim. V'sanye, we learned in Abaraisa, kesev l'rabi sase pesach l'alye. The word kesev, which is extra, we learn out that yamaktir, the alye of a korban pesach, l'gavoye, with the other imurim. Shaymer im kesev, the im is l'rabi sase pesach shobrosh nosoi, Shlomim Aboy Machmas Pesach Lomitzvi Shlomim Shetunim Smiche Nesachim Etnufes Chazei Vishay. From the end we learn out Hanegei Alonu that a Pesach Sh'av Rosh Nosa, here's all Dine Shlomim, Yemakri Bit for Shlomim. So here, the Kash is finished already. So here we see that a Pesach Sh'av Rosh Nosa is Nikra. And Rish Lakish said, Achata Sh'av Rosh Nosa is Royem. Well, this does not stem with the second generality of Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Kol Shabachatas Roya BePesach Nami Roya. Shaymer Imeis, if Sikinian, Limed Alei Shein Tonalia. But that's the Kash. Let us see three Taisus. Uklolohu. So the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yosef asked on Shmuel, how could you say such a generality? The generality was from the Sefer. Sefer said, Kol Shabachatas Roya BePesach Roya. I'll show you a case that the Chatas is Roya. That's a Chatas Shav Rosh Nos, and BePesach is Nikrav Shlom. Taimo. So like Taisvis Akashe, the Porich as Sefer de Milsei. The Kol Shabachatas Roya. That means that Rav Yosef scrutinized the Memre of Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kol Shabachatas Mesa BePesach Nikrav Shlomim. That seems that stims. That cloud was good. Sefer, he said, Kol Shabachatas Roya BePesach Roya. Oh, I found the case. But Bachatas Roya and the Pesach is not Roya. Tektach Teisves, the Reisha also is no good. Peima de Poich Asefa de Milsei, the Kol Shabachatas Roya, but Reisha Nami Yikalamitl. He could have asked on the Reisha. So Taisus brings two cases of Kol Shebachatos Mesa. One case is Tmuras Chatos. Now, Tmuras Chatos is Mesa. Or another case, Oishe Mesu Balel. Or let's say the Balaam died, so there's no one that needs a kapor anymore. So the Aloha is in these two cases, the Lemisa Oslo. The Ilu be Pesach. Now, what is the halacha by these two cases by Pesach? I'm reading by Masnissen. The Tmuras HaPesach Roya Imheimer Koidim Chatzos, the Kova Chatzos. He says, so we have a case that Tmuras Chatzos is Mesa, and the Tmuras Pesach is Roya, if he was Mafra, according to Rabzeira, Shmuras HaKabzeira, is Mafra, Koidim Chatzos, is Meimer Koidim Chatzos. So the Kovi Chatzos, the Chain Mesu Ba'olav Omer Lekamon, the Imei, if he died, La'acha Chatzos, that Rishash's Gil said, the Kovi Chatzos. But if it was, but if the Balaam died after Chatzos, so it's Nitche from Akrovis, it was a Psakoban Pesach without a Balaam, Nitche from Akrovis, and the Loch is that it's Choyah. So Taisvah says, in the Reisha alone, we have two cases, which is Bachatos Mesa, Tmuras Chatos is Mesa. We have in the Mishnah, Tmuras Chatos is Roya. There's a beautiful Kasha from the Marsha. The Marsha says he doesn't understand Taisvah's Kasha. He asks a beautiful Kasha. He says, what does that mean, Tmuras Chatos Mesa? Tmuras Chatos Mesa means as follows. That a person was mafresh a chatos, then he took another baim and he said that he made it a tmura on the chatos. So the halacha is that from the chamesh chatois hameisus, but the tmuras chatos is meisa. Now let's transplant this case by a kolben pesa. A person was mafresh a kolben pesa. Then he was made a tmura. He says, you know what the loch is over there? If a person makes a kolben pesach and makes a temura, the temura zicha nikrav shlomim. That's the shaila about it. The case of chatos by kolben pesach is nikrav shlomim. Taisvus found a case in our Mishnah of a temura that's roya. You know what that case is talking about? That case is talking about that there was a nimtza, that there was a pesach that got lost. And you found it later. In this Pesach was Dochui. So Memela, so we say, so the Tmura, that's what we paskin like, what we paskin like Rabbi, that a Tmura that comes from Akdusha Dochui is Roya. Finished. So that is epis a shaykhis to tmuras chatos. Tmuras chatos means you have a geherige chatos, you made a tmura, it's mesa. By kolm pesach, you have a geherige pesach, you make a tmura, it's mikra. A mishnah speaking about a miyuchid kitzir, you had a pesach that was nitche, and you made a tmura. You made a tmure from a nitre, dike pesach, but that is a psalom this, since it's bo, mikoya, kdusha tchuye, so it's also nitre. So what's pesach's kash? As if it's a masha. So in the Meiris Gemore, is a beautiful teret. The Meiris Gemore says as follows. The Rambam says, achatos horoye. What if you have a chatos that is a din roye? Kosher b'chatos roye. A chatos that's nitche, it's roye. So state in Rambam, you can make a tmure. The tmure is chal on this chatos. Now what will the halacha be on this tmure? We have a cloud, the Mishnah says tam, tmure is chatos, is the chatois ha-meses. It's one of the chatois ha-meses. So if the Rambam says you can make this the Zichal Adin Tmure an Achatos Horoye, so it's also from the Tmure that's Mesois. So you have here a Tmure from Achatos that was Nitche, that was Meis. So now we have to use the Maimer of Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Kol Shebechatos Meiso B'Pesach Korev Shlomim. So Memele, so... So Atayshin connects a good Takasha. There's a case of Chatos Meise by a Tmura of a Chatos, not of a normal Chatos. There's a Chatos that's Meise if it's a Tmura of a Chatos Haroye. A Chatos Shenitche, there's also a din that the Tmura of that Chatos is Meise. And on this Shmuel said that the Pesach Korim Shlomim. So that means a Tmura of a Pesach Anitche is Korim Shlomim. It's not true. That's how the Meiris HaGemara, they bring someone for emperors, the Marsho's Kasha. Doyin oiso ki hilu hi beveis hakvores. The Shlokis had a very unclear lotion. That achata shavrosh noso, you visualize as if it was standing in a base of kvoros. The thesis, why did Reish Lakish have to visualize the chata shavrosh noso in such a tzir? No ketochem mishum the trias base of kvoros la priye. Because there you understand if you have a chatos that is standing in the base of kvoros, it's not considered dochui, but it's not, that it can't be makribit. There's a problem, but it's not dochui. From boy kein obrush nosei lechoshiv dochui kemoi meisu in his capital by leo. Meisu in his capital by leo, so it seems there the chaston is in the etzem kedushas achatos. It's a chatos that is not needed anymore. So there's the problem. But Ovrosh Nosa, this person needs a chatos. He's dependent on a chatos. There's a problem. I can't be makrib this for the chatos. So this was medame. This he was medame to a chatos shemedes beveis akvoros. Beroye. So now, the Gemara asked the kashe. He says, Reish Lakish had said that that a chatos she'ovrosh noso is roye. And the halacha is that a pesach she'ovrosh noso is nikrav shlomim. So that was the kasha on the klal of Shmuel. V'roye pirish rashi v'yiplu domeo l'kayetz ha'mizbeach. And what does one do with the domim after you poided, after get samum? That this is used for the dover, like for the oilus kaita mizbech, mi medrosha ishal yahayot. The trashi, the tesis veinir la riva. The loinema medrish yahayot, elo behifrish mois lachatosoi, oila shomai. There it is speaking about if a person was mafrish mois, v'nishtaya mehem. And there was left over some mois. That means he was hifrish mois lachatosa. He was under the impression that a behemoth will cost $1,000. He was mafrish $1,000 for a chatos. The maisa, his mazel, he goes and there was a sale on behemoths. He bought a behemoth for $500. It's an extra $500 now. A hifrish lachatosa, he can't use it now to pay off his mortgage. Was mafreshed for a chatos. But a chatos, he purchased already. So what do you do with the extra $500? So there the din is, or, oy avdoy, or another case, that he was mafresh $1,000, and it got lost. So it's mafresh for hifresh acherim, v'achekach nimtso. So memele, so here he has a problem. He has money that was hugdish to purchase a chatos. He can't purchase a chatos because he brought everybody the chatos. Is the mash and ishtayo, so there the aloch is, the money that is left over, yiplo le nedove, it's a nedove loilus kais hamitzbeach. Avo bechi ay gavne, but in the case of Rashi, in the case of Rish Lakish, that a person was mafrish money for a chatos. I'm sorry, it was mafrish a behemah for a chatos. The behemah le'aleinu aged. It's over a year now. He can't use it anymore. Good. So this person needs a chatos. He has a behemah that was hugdish l'chatos. He can't use it anymore for a chatos. So Tosfos says, so why can he use the money for his chatos? This is money was hugdish l'chatos. And so why can he use it to, he has to purchase a chatos. Why should he give this money to Oilus Kayetz HaMizbeach? Oilus Kayetz HaMizbeach pas no. If he has nothing what to do with the money. If a chatos, he was yaitzibari with his chatos. So it's leftover money. There is a drosh of Yoyodo. Yoyodo HaKoyim. If he needs a chatos, and this is Hudish L'chatos, by all means, he could use this money, and he should use this money, to purchase a new chatos. Aber b'chi ha'gavnish l'niskapru adayin, Bailem omrinen timocher v'yovi acheres bedomer. We won't finish the Tosfos, the Ribbing Zarayi from a Gemara, which really is Negeya, the Gemara Vait, we didn't learn, so we wouldn't understand it, the Raya. But the Tosfos just brings a Raya that it should be like this. And if he wasn't makir v'chatos, he could zichi use the money for a chatos. But now let us get back to the sugya. We have a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said a yisoit, kol shebechatos roye, is bepesach roye. We found the heichatimse, kol shebechatos roye, of Rosh Noso, in bepesach. Bepesach is, and kol shebechatos, and then pesach is nikrev shlomim. That was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Amalei, so he answered him, Ki komar Shmuel ba'avudin, bitchuyin loy amal. Shmuel was only speaking about, he wasn't speaking about all hei chatois hamesis. He wasn't speaking about hei chatois hamesis, all five. Memele, he wasn't speaking about all the royim. You found a roye that of Rosh Nos is a royim. No, he's not speaking about all chatois ameses. He's not speaking about all royim. He's speaking about a specific case of a chatos amesa. A chatos amesa, one of the five cases of chatos amesis are that if the chatos became ovud, behifri shachet, And then let's say, let's talk about the Muskim Dike case. And then he shechted that one, and then he found the first chatos, so it's the one the chatois amesis. So that's one of the cases of chatois amesis. He says, a chatos, that the chebu was obud, and hitri shacher, that's a chatos amesis. Then we'll have a case Roya also by Niskapa Ba'acha. So that was, he was only speaking about a certain sug of roye, a certain sug of chatas hameisis. So maybe he can't ask the kasha, maybe Tosis kashas for him, for Tosis says, tmuras chatos is, there it's mesa and here it's roye and, or mesa by, in the gemara is the kasha and roye. He's not talking about all the cases. He's speaking about a specific case of nevad. The Hifrish Acher, and there he said that if by Chatos it's Meisa, so it's by Pesach Nikrav Shlom, if by Chatos it's Roye, by Pesach it's Roye. That's the Teretz. Ki komar Shmuel ba'avudim, bitchuyim lo yomar. But if it was Nitche, because of a different reason, not through Ovod v'niskapera yedei Acher, he's not talking about that. Let's go a little further in the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, Va'ovud mimash kachas lo? So what are you telling me? That by Ovud, he's going by Ovud. So by Ovud, he said this halacha. Ovud is, if by chatas it's mesa, so here it's nikrav shlomo, if by chatas it's choye, here it is, also right. Frag the Gemara, Vreya Bude, Bishas Hafroshe. A Chatos that was Ovud Bishas Hafroshe. Now, just let's translate what that means. That means simply as follows. A person was Mafresh Hafros. It got lost. You know, it got lost, so what did he do? So he's Mafresh another one. It was Ovud Bishas Hafrosh. It means when he was Mafrish, the second one, the reason he was Mafrish, it was because the first one was lost then. Right? It was Mafrish, the second one. As soon as he was Mafrish, the second one, well, Chabo, the first one comes back. It was Ovud Bishas Hafrosh, but now it came back already. So the din is as follows. There is a machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rebbe, what the halach is. Le Rabbonon, the Leraya Oslo, the Rabbonon hold, if it was Ovud, Bishas Afroshe, Vinimtso, Bishas Kapore, that means Bishas, so he came to Shecht, that he came back. So the machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonon. This not. Hifrish Chatosoi Vovdo. Person was Mafrish his Chatos, but often it got lost. V'hifrish acheres tachteo, v'nimtzeis orishoin, and now we found the first one, v'reishteyem oimdois. Now both of them are in front of it. So the loch is, aches miyem tikoret, so you makrib one of them, ushniyo tomus, and the second one dies. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe yod. Ein chatos meso elo shenimtzeis la'acher sheniskapru baila. If it was found after was niskaper, then an avuda is meso. But if it was only avuda bishas afroshe, and later you found it before the kapore, and you decided not to use it, you can shecht the second one. Hok ein chatos meishes nimtzes lacher shniskapru bailem, hok oidem shniskapru bailem roye. So now, let us just figure out what we just said. That the chachamim l'chayra machlekes rabbi in the chachamim, some we passed on like the chachamim, yochid v'rab. The chachamim hold, if a person, he had a chatos that was avude b'shas afroshe, nimtzes b'shas kapore, so the din is that it is roye. The din is that it is roye. Ve'ilu bePesach. So what should be the halacha by Pesach? So Shmuel said his guidelines that kol shebechatos roye bePesach roye. Now let's talk about this case by Pesach. What happened? A person was mafresh a kolben Pesach. He lost it. It was mafresh another one. And they found the first one before the Shechita. So what does Rab Zeira hold? We know that Shmuel holds like Rab Zeira. What does Rab Zeira hold? If we found it before the Shechita, it's Nikrav Shlomo. That's what Rab Zeira and Shmuel hold. But a Chatos, Sha'abude B'Shas HaFroshe V'Nimtzeis B'Shas Kapore, so Shmuel and Rab Zeira hold that it's Nikrav Shlomo. Since it was Abude B'Shas Chatzos. So Memele, so it is Nikrav Shlomo. Frekte Gemore. So the Cheshbon stimmt doch nicht. Shmuel holds like Rab Zeira. And Shmuel, that's Ve'ilu B'Pesach. Eichet Da'ova. V'nimtach HaChatzos Koidem Shechita. Korav Shlomo. So Memele, so weiter Shmuel's Klal does not stimmt. He said, Kol shebechatos roye, bepesach roye. And it's not true. Hifrish, the Abude b'shas afroshe, which is bechatos roye, and it's bepesach korev shlom. Enfer de gemore shmuel ke rebbi svirolei. Shmuel paskin like rebbi. The omar Abude lemisos. We just had a machloikis here, and the Mishnah hifrish chatosoi, but of the Vivish Acheres, Tartav Nitzis, Reshem, Reshtem, Oindis, Aches, Mem, Tiko, Vishniya, Thomas. Rebbe holds Avude, Bishas, Afroshe, Lemisa, Oslo. So good. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe. To Mamela, so it's very, very good. So that's what he said. Kol Shebechatos, Meso, is Bepesach, Korib Shlom. Let us see Rashi. Hachi Garcina. Ki kom Shmuel. When did Shmuel say Ba'avude? Shmuel that said his guidelines. Shmuel that said Kol Shebechatos Meises Pesach Korim Shlomit. Kol Shebechatos Roye Bepesach Roye. Ki kom Shmuel Ba'avudim. If the Sibbe of the Aloch is because it was Ovud. Betchuyim Loyoma. But if it was Dochi, because of a different reason, Layama. Now Rashi is going to explain. Not going on all the hei chatois ha-meisos. Elo akipru baleho lechudo shehi al yedei ibud. He's only speaking about a case of meisa if the meso was because that the chatos was obud and kipru baleo, then he was, and the bailam was mechapa with a different one. Ba meso baleo loikoi. He's not going on meso baleo. Loi mashkachas beiroye ela kipru baleo lochud. Ka mashkachas leiroye kidalakamo. Meso baleo, you don't have these two cases. You don't have a case of Mesa and Roya. Mesa Baleo is always Chatos HaMesa. So the only case that you have cases of Mesa and Roya is by Kipru Baleo. V'gabi Pesach Nami Akipru Bailov Koi. And by Pesach, he's also going only on this case. So by Chatos, he's speaking about a case of Meso and Roye, which came about because of Kipru Baileo. And by Pesach, he's also speaking about such a case. Uklalu! And now that's what Shmuel said. Bechol Pesach, Shekipru Baileo, Ba'acha Roye, when is it Roye? When is it v'korev shlomim im kiyaitza bei bechatas meisa? So that's what Shmuel said. Avol im chatos d'chuyo, if it's not a case of avudo, it's a case of t'chuyo, ki goynov roshnoso, sheimedes befoneinu, v'rehi d'chuyo mehikri, so that, he never spoke about that. That's a case of Chatos Roye, which Take Bepesach is Korev Shlomo. But he's not speaking about such a case. He's speaking about Chatos Roye and Chatos Meso, it came about through Kipru Baleo or Yedei Avuda. Adei Shoye Avuda. Frag the Gemore, it's a Teigdach Nisht. ורי עבודו בשעס הפרוש חטוס שעובדו עד שהתריש אחרס תחתר. It was lost, כל זמן he was מפריש, till he was מפריש another one. ונמצאיס קוידם הקרובס השני, and it was found before you were מקריב the second one. For that's a case of עבודה, לרבון on the פליגל, הידרב מסכס תמורה, ואומרידו לראיה אוזלום. Rabbonon hold is a dinriye, this nana mafrish chatos. And the chachomim say, ein chatos meisa mishum kipku baleo, when is a chatos meisa elo, avude bishas kapor, not avude bishas afrosh. If you found it after the kapor, v'nimtzis achashen is kapro abaylen, a chatos that was found after was niskapru bailim, ben the halacha is that this chatos is, ben the halacha is that this chatos is meiso. Honim says koidem kapore, but what if the chatos was found before he was makrib the second one, kimdam rabbonu le meiso? The one said, this is not Mesa. So what is the loch avalo? Mesa chatos v'roye. This is a Mesa chatos, which is roye. V'domeo le shayfres, rashul shitosin, he give it for nadov. So we have in a case of avude. Avude, b'shas afroshe, by chatos is roye. V'ilu b'pesach, ki agavne, ovad b'shas afroshe, נמצא קוידם שחיטה אחר חצייס קורב שלומים כרב זיירה, דאומה קוידם חצייס ואחר חצייס שנינו. According to רב זיירה, it was found after חצייס, so then the law is, שמעקב שלומים, אבל פסח שאילו פנינו בשעס כפור, בבד שיובד בחצייס קורב שלומים. So we have here הקשה, we have עבודה בשעס הפרושה, which by Chatos is also Loriya Loita Chachomim, and by Pesach is Korev Shlomim. And for the Gemara, Shmuel Kerebi Svirole. Shmuel does not paskin Loita Chachomim. Shmuel paskins like Rebbe. V'roye b'chatos t'komar Shmuel l'kamei. So what is the case of Roye? Well, I'm sorry. The Roye bechatos the Koma Shmuel. The Kamei Meforish. That we, he paskels like Rabbi. So an Avude b'shas Afroshe is Meso. So where do you have an Avude that's Roye? Rashi says we'll see later. Rashi said this already two times. We'll see later. Right, when it comes to later, we'll see, we won't see anything. Well, Kaponim, now, with Rashi says, we'll see later. Roi bechatas to come a Shmuel, the kamim a fosh. Zukt Rashi. Vuhu adin de motzi litrutze Shmuel kirabis virle. The Gemara could have said that Shmuel holds like Rabbi. We just learned Taisus, and the Gemara leaves and said this later, that Shmuel can't hold like Rabbi, because Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi, Shmuel holds like Zera. But Al Kaponim, before this Yediyah, the Gemara could have said Shmuel holds like Rabbi, Toma Akoidim Shchita Shaninu, B'Pesach Nami Ovud B'Shas Avrosh Roye. According to Rabbi, it was Ovud B'Shas Avrosh, and it was found before the Shchita, it's also Roye. So I have another test, he can hold like the Chachomim, and he holds like Rabbi. The Kamim Mefarash Lo B'Lish Nachin Nahoch, he's not like I want to say this later. Al Koponim, so, Shalom Al Yisroel, we just found out two Yediyas. Shmuel, number one, is only speaking about Achatos HaMeiso in HaPesach, which were Ovud, and Niskapa, and Niskapa Ideyache, that was Matche, the Achatos and the Pesach, and then in this case, Magavuchi holds like Rebbe, that Rebbe holds Avude Bishas Hafrosh is Meso. That's what he said. So an Avude that's Meso is Korev Nikrav Shlomim by a Pesach. Avuda ha-goyes, by Pesach is goyes. Frag the Gemara, it's not too good yet. Frag the Gemara, va kol avuda le Rabbi Meisa. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi holds, you tell me he holds like Rabbi. According to Rabbi, every avuda that was found before Kapore is Meisa. That's what Rabbi holds. The ilu be Pesach, heiche da ovat koidem chatzois. According to Rabbi Zeir alone, what happens? Shmuel the Gemzer. Heich da ovat koidem chatzois, v'nimtza koidem chatzois. So there it is roye. So there is roye. So there is an avuda that's roye. Yeah, it was avuda after chatzois. So then it's avuda after chatzois. It was avuda b'shas chatzois. So then he holds it's Nikrav Shlomim. But there's an Avude that was Koidem Chatzais, V'nivtza Koidem Chatzais, where according to Rabzeire, it's Roye. No. So now we have a problem. In all Avudes, according to Rabbi Ameises. So the Klal Shtimtach Nish. So you just said a Klal Shmuel. You said a Klal, the Kol Shebechatos Meisa BePesach Nikrav Shlomim. I have a kasha. All avudis according to Ramei Rameses. And all avudis are not nikrav shlomim. An avude koidem chatzais. V'nimtza koidem chatzais is roi. That's the Gemara's kasha. Zot Rashi. Nimtza oti Rashi. Nimtza koidem chatzais. Afil Rab Zeir roi. Dekevate chatzais. So, stimmt doch weiter nicht. Sagt die Gemara, no, koidem chatzois, if it was avuda koidem chatzois, lav ovotu, that's not called avuda. The psul of avuda is that it was chozi lahakrove, and it got lost. That's the psul of avuda. Bachatos. According to Rabbi, an avuda is meisa. Because there's a psenin of avuda that it was avud, the shas was chazi lakrove. So then it's meisa. Then it's a din meisa. If it was avud, in a zman that's not chazi lakrove, then Rabbi never said that achatos. Achatos is Mesa. Koidem chatzois lav ovutu. Kiderove, the Omar Rove, Avedis Lilo, lav Shmo Avede. Zogt Rashi. Mora says, Koidem chatzois, sheisho, sheineruyo loilak rove, if you can't be makrevit, lav ovutu, that's not called ovut. And therefore, vafilu, hifrish, Acher, Tachtov, Koidem Shanimtso. Zafilu was Matrish, another one. Lav Ovid Choshevoy, this is not called Ovid. The Omar Rav, Rav, where do we see this Yisoid? Gabi Chatos, Avedas Lailo, Vehifrish Acheres Tachter. A person was Matrish Achatos. It was at night. At night, it's not Chozi Lakrover. And it got lost. It's Matrish, another one. The nimtzeis loyer aboiker that was found. So now he has two, and he was makriv the second one. Afilu le Rebbe lav le misa os laluria oil v'layla lav shas akrovi. That means afilu Rebbe that said, and avude is le misa os lo that stafke if it was avud b'shas it was chazi lakrovi. But if it was Ovud, when it wasn't Chazi Lakrov, and that's the Moshul of Laila, that means it was Mafrish Achatos, and it was Mafrish Achatos Balaila, and it was Ovud, and it was Mafrish a second one, then he found the first one, so the Loch is, it's Roye, it's not Mesa. So that doesn't have a shame Avude. So Memele, so now let's, so Memele's Altfantot. We were Magdir, that Shmuel is speaking about Avude. This whole Shmuel, there's other cases, but Shmuel's only speaking about Avude. Shmuel is only speaking about Avude, so it was never before Chatzos, that's not called Avude. That's not called Avude. Avude means there's a psul of Avude. Navude is only when it's loy chazi lahakrit. When it's chazi lahakrit, then it's called Avude. When it's loy chazi, it's not called Avude. So memela, so we're back to our old parrot, Shalom HaYisrael. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. At Avude lemisa ozlo. Avude b'shas atrosh is lemisa ozlo. And by Pesach is korev shlomit. Avude koidem chatzis, that's not called Avude. So finished. Let us see Rashi. Yeah, we just said the Rashi. Yeah, the Omer Rabbi Gabichat Saved is loud. Hidra Shachar Tachfem. Belay Lov Nim Tzeis Laboki. Afil Rebbe Lav Namisos. Olari. Fel Belay Lav Shas Akov. Fine. Let us see what Taisa says. The top Taisa. Koydim Chatzis Lav Ovetu. Perish Bechiyai Gavne Loi Ayri Shmu. Shmuel is not speaking about all cases. He's speaking about a unique case of Avud. Koydim Chatzos is not called Avud. Frech the Gemara. Okay, fine. So Mesa is taken care of. Now we know. We have an Avuda that's Mesa. Bachatos, if it was Avud by Yoim, and then B'Shas Atrosh, and later they found it, it's Mesa. It was over there after Chatzos. It was over by Chatzos. Found later. It's Mikrav Shlomim. Frag the Gemara, Ele Roya, Ele Rebbe, Eichi Mashkachas Lo. So let's talk about, so this case, we understand now, nothing schwer. Kol Shebachatas Meisa, Bepesach Mikrav Shlomim. But what's the case of Kol Shebachatas Roya? What's the case of Roya? We don't have a case of Roya. We have to find a case of Avavude. That's Roya, according to Rebbe. And then Allah is by Pesach is also. Let's figure out the case. Avude Balayla would be a beautiful case, but that's not called Avude. We just said that, we're only speaking about Avude. So tell me the case of Kol Shebachatas Roya bePesach Roya. The trash, l'reile Rebbe, ba'avudin, heichem ashkachas lo, to take him kol shebachatas lo, yedishmu. Taisa says the same thing. L'reile Rebbe, heichem ashkachas lo, like the main mekoin shenevda ba'layla, you can't take a case of nevda ba'layla, vedis la'alav shmo avude, shmu ba'avudin, ma'ayrik and the frishas. So it's bitter. So the problem is now, which is the case of avude that's roye by chatos and roye by pesach? And for the Gemara, k'derabai shia. I'll tell you the case of Roya. The Omer Rabai shia. Ifrish shtei chatois lachayis. A person was mafrish tu chatois lachayis. What's a tait lachayis? She'im toivei ha'achas, yovi chavoto. Let's stop over here. So, it was mafrish tu chatois. So what's the din? So he wants to make sure. I don't have a chato. So right away, it's mafresh two. One is lachayis. So the loche is miskape ba'achas men u'shniya tira. So memele, I have now a case of kol shebachatas roye. Now this is very modern. We were looking for a case of avuda. We just said that Shmuel's only speaking about avuda in it. We just found now a case of Roye by Hifrish Techa Tois Lachayis. This is a little difficult. Rashi and Tosfos will speak about this problem. About Kaponim, that's a problem. But the Gemara says, I found a case of Kol Shebachatas Roye. Chatas, according to Rebbe, Chatas Roye, that's this case, Hifrish Techa Tois Lachayis, is Makrib 1, and the second one is Roye. Frech the Gemara, but I have another kash on this. Ve'ilu bePesach ki aygavne korev shlomim. Frech the Gemara, I have news for you. By in a case of Hifrish shtayim lePesach lachayis, so the din is yimakim the second one l'shlomim. So that's taydach nish. So you can say that Shmuel is speaking about a case of Hifrish shtayim lachayis v'niskapel be'echot. So there the second is roye. Because in that case, by Pesach it's not Roya, by Pesach it's Ikriv Shlomim. So we're stuck. The vial. Now let's finish the Rashi. L'rachai shim teo v'ta achas yovichad v'tchavotah. He found another case of Roye, but we have to find a case of Chatos that's Roye by Avude. Al the Kamaisiv lo Kushachi. Yes, another Kasha. Ochi Garcinet, Bo Ilu be Pesach. Ki Hai Gavne, Korif Shlomim. Tahainu Moisa ha Pesach Gomo. This is a pure Moisa ha Pesach. Shirei lekach ufrosh, the whole afrosh was, if there'll be a need for it, it'll be used for a Pesach. There won't be a need for it, so that's a Meisar a Pesach. There ain't tan dichoy, there's no dichoy to begin with. So what is the case of Shmuel? Before we go further, let us see Taisus. Kederab oishie da'oma hifrish shtei chatois lachayim. Masha Pirish Rashi, da ve motzi lakshuye, voho loy ovutu. Rashi says the Gemara could have asked, it's not ovut. Elo da akshi kusha achite, loy nehire. The ein ze sugis a Gemara. Da amai de porich, shmul, roye, ba avuda, heiche maska. That was the whole kasha. The whole kasha was, we had a case of Roy already by Vedas Laila, but the whole kasha was we have to find a case of Avuda that's Roy. That was the whole kasha. So all of a sudden the Gemara is the kasha, where do you have a case of Chatos Avuda that's Roy? And the Gemara says, you know, by Hifrish, Shtei Chatois Lachayis, I'm a male Tzroy. But I'm asking you, where's the Avuda? You tell me another case. And not a Buddha Chai, the Solomon Shays case. In fact, it's very modern. The Ains are Sugis Agmore, Damai, the poor Shmuel, Roya, Babuddha, Echemeshkachas, Lola, Mishani, Midi. The Gmore did not answer this Kasha. But my, the Koma, Kid Rabbeishi, you tell me, I'm asking you, tell me a case of Roya by Abud, you tell me a Roya by Niskaper, all your day after, but it's not a Buddha. The Nirilari, so the Ri wants to say as follows. Rab Oishiye de Koma Hashniye Tire. Rab Oishiye that says, by Hifrish, Shtayim Lachayis, Shtei Chatois Lachayis, that the second one is Roye, Bechol Inyan Koma. This is speaking about of Bechol Inyan. Va'afilu Ovdo Acharkach. Afilu, the one that was Nifresh for Achayis got lost. So you have an Avuda also. It means this case of Ifrish Tayim Lachayis, we can make as follows. Now, it was Mafresh two. And now, one of them got lost. And then he found it. And he shechted the second one. So Afilu was Avude, it's also Roye. Afilu of the Achakach, Afilu got of the, it'll also be Roye. The Leidam Yelishar Avudim the Mesim Le Rebbe. I Rebbe says a Klal. And all Avudis are Mesis, Afilu they are found. Before Kaporet also Mesa, the Shar Avudim, Trilas afroshoson lakrove, a normal avud. So you were mafresh to be makriv. Uchsha avdu. So soon as it got lost, nitru meyakrove. There's a lumdis of avude. Avude is meis according to Rabbi, because it was hufrash lakrove. And when it was never, there was nitcha meyakrov. Ubedin hu sheyemusav, you mafrish another one, and makriv another one, after you found this before you makriv the second one, it's meisa, there's a din avuda is meisa. Because it was nitcha meyakrov. Avu mafrish beis chatois lachayis, the tchilas afroshosom ledichoi. But if a person was mafrish to chatois lachayis, that the Tchilas Afroshosam was aimed that one would not be used. K'moy she'roye b'loy avdus. Just like this, a din roye, if it didn't get lost, achinami b'avdus. That means the avdus won't make it or break it. But what's the whole lomdus of avuda is? Because it was nifrash la'akrov, and it was nitchemi akrov ha'idei d'avuda. So that Rebbe holds by achatos, every avuda that was nitchemi akrov is mesa. Masha'enke, if you have a chatos that was not oimed la'akrov, a chatos that the one was l'chayis, it's not oimed la'akrov, so if that chatos was never, it's also roiyah. That's one teretz in Taisus. Hinami ikala meima ba'afilu lo yovdo. We don't have to say that it is speaking about ovdo. Ba'afilu lo yovdo, choshev ki ovdo. That means this is equivalent to ovdo. Oilo shemafrisha loichosi lakrova, choshev lo avuda. That means this has similar characteristics to avuda. What's avuda? What's the psul of avuda? Why does Avuda make that it's Lemisa? Because it was Nefrash and you can't be Makribit. So here also, you're Mafrish too, you can only be Makrib one. So that one that can't be Makrib is equivalent to Avuda. Loidomi la Avuda Slaila. So Taisa says, Lachaire, that's not called Avuda. If you can only be Makrib one, so one you can't be Makrib. So just like the Gemara said, Avudas Laila doesn't have a shame over, so Lachayre this also shouldn't have a shame over. Loidomil Avudas Laila dosam loy nitche b'shas aroyil akrobe. Navudas Laila's pshat is when it was roy akrobe was a nitche. Now it's not roy akrobe, so it's no dichi whatsoever. Vavikilu kol shor roy akrobe. That means at night, the stomach is gonish, because at night nothing is roy akrobe. Later by the next day, you found it again. So that is never shame avuda. Aval hochi ike chode vadei deloy kova. But here we're speaking about its bayoim. It was hifrish teich hatois bayoim. And it's a shod that's roi lakrove. And one is not roi lakrove. So this mahus of not being roi la hakrove, b'shor dechosi la krove, this is avude. This is equivalent to avude. So that was pshat. So the Gemara said, a beautiful tzia. I have an avude that's roi. Hivri shteich hatois la chais is an avude that's roi. So the Gemara only yes, I have news for you. In such a case, by Kolben Pesach, it's nikrav shlomim. It is not roi. Hifrish teicha tois lachais. Zekteis vis koshel rivo. The rivo asks, Eichi domi. What is the case that it was mafrish tucha tois lachais? Idoma harei zu chatos. Vachosa vaoma harei zu chatos. En kdusha cholalashni. They know the mevish teicha tois alchatecha. You can't bring tucha tois. You can't make a second chatos. After he was mafrish the first one. V'ida Omar, he didn't make two, one after the other. He said, Arei Eilu Behemis Chatois, he made them both together. Say, Chapterain, it wasn't Bezachas there, it was Bebasachas. So, Taisus Omar, Rabbi Mishe Tziyu, Kosh Einei Bezachas there, Fulu Bebasachas Einei. So, Fakel, Fulu Achas Mem Leikitche. It's something that's not Bezachas there, Bebasachas, that makes you short. None of them Machal. So memele, so if you can't have two chatois b'zachas zeh b'zachas, then none will be chal. Val kochach isla lemeima. So how do you have a case, this whole musig of shtei chatois lachayis is difficult to understand? Val kochach isla lemeima kain she'oma achas mem tei chatos v'acheres lachayis. So kochach we have to say that the Trilas Hafroshe was, he said, Kepshuta, one should be a Chatos, and one should be a Chais. Because Shalom, Bisholoi Nevda, a Chatos Achos, so the whole second one, it's not sure he made the second one a Chatos. He can't make a second one a Chatos after the first one is a Chatos. So Kochoch, he said that the second one should be a Chais for the first one if the first one will get lost. So Memele, if the first one didn't get lost, so there's no Achayis. All Achayis was, if the first one get lost, there should be Achatas. But if it didn't get lost, it's Gonish mit Gonish, so why is it Goye? That's Taisus Kash. Bakoch is all a main again shama achas mem tei chatas vacheres lachais vikoshalon b'shalay nevda achatas achas. If the first chatas was not lost, amai sheini tir, so why is the second one roy? Vaho lo yugdisha elo lachais achatas. The whole hekdish was it's achais for the first one, I mean teode, avalim loy nevda loy niskacho. So why is it roy? So we learn Pshat and Taisvis. That's what it is. Fartik, Miri. The Chazanish did not want to learn like this. Chazanish says, Ein kavonas ri, da'af b'magdish al tnai, tzorech riyeh. That doesn't make sense. If the whole thing was only a Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't the sky, and if it get lost, there should be a Chayis for it, but it didn't get lost. Hello. The Kozman Shulchayiv Kolben, Yochel Lahafrish Lechayvosoi Kamo Kolbonis. The Yochel Lahafrish Acheres Oliskapel Bo. The ein afrosh, the afroshes arishoine mashveyu kelav bar chiyuve. Is, the Chazanish says a beautiful svara, you have to understand we selected the lashon from Taisu. The Chazanish says as follows. He says there's no chesong to begin with. He says that if a person is mafresh one chatas, so he says if it wasn't a skapel with the chatas, then you can't make a second chatas because it was mafresh, he was a skapel with it. But he says, but what happens if he's mafresh one chatas? So I have to be miskapa with this chatas? Mafresh another chatas. Now be miskapa with the second chatas. The hafrosh does not make him ois bar chiyuve, tainet the chazanish. So memele, that means, if a person wants to be miskapa with both, so then you can't do such a thing. But if I want to make two chatois, and I'll be miskapa with anyone I want, there's no problem. For Kelsa, that's what Taisus says. Why am I making two? Not because I want to. Because I can sleep, Louis, because I know that the one will get lost. But not if pshat is that I'm making it on a t'nai. I'm making two chatois. You ask, you'll interview me, you'll question me, why am I making two chatois? I want to be assured that if one gets lost, I'll have another one. And Kozman, I wasn't makriv one, I can make the other one. That means that there's no chesaron in making. The cholki I gav nigmiri lo deroye. Say, I don't know how the Lashon HaTaisvis goes in, but doesn't the chazanish. The gmiri lo is, that there's no problem. Maybe you need a gemiri law for that, but there's no problem by making a multitude of chatois with a kavone that I'll use one of them, and the reason I'm making a lot of them is to be assured that I'll have a chatos. And then there's a gemiri that the others, which were not used for a chatos, are loyal.